Good afternoon, Sales Academy listeners, followers, YouTubers, podcasters, LinkedIners, Twitterers, Xers, whatever they call it now is. You know where you are, Hers. Thank you for being here, Hers. I don't know. So today's musing. This is quite a biggie, actually. So let's call it what it is. Let's get straight into it. The number one success strategy in business. How about that? Let's call it that. Even just for clickbait purposes. Should we take the piss out of that for a bit? The number one business six the number one strategy for business success, let's call it that. So, and let's bring it home right now, and then we'll talk about it, then we'll unpack it. I believe 100% the best strategy for success in business, apart from being able to speak, obviously, is to care. So I want to unpack this in and get into it a little bit more, because there's more than one level for this when I talk about caring in business. And this isn't just about hugging trees and being this kind of carpet for everybody else. It's not about that. It's what do we mean by caring in business, right? So for me, there's three levels: you, your customer, and your business. You, your customer, and your business. Three levels. So let's unpack each one. Let's start with your business. So what does it mean to care in your business? As whether you're self-employed or you're the business owner, taking it seriously and caring enough, right? Caring enough to understand that there are things in business that you won't want to do. That's the reality of it. None of us get into business to become great at running a business. None of us get into business because we can't wait to run a cash flow, or we're super excited about being a full-time social media person, whatever it might be. So there's going to be lots of things that as you go on your self-employed journey that you weren't aware of before, you didn't know of. There's no kind of, it's like having a child, right? You leave the hospital with a red book and a car seat, and the rest you learn along the way. Starting a business and going self-employed is kind of the same. Yes, you either register a UTR code, self-employed, register that you are, or you set up a limited company or whatever, you go through the legal structure in one way, shape, or form. But effectively, you just start trading either way. And then all of this stuff comes with it. You know, marketing, sales, financial controls, systemization and processing, technology, you know, all of this stuff that you've got to learn and become enthusiastic about. So the caring side of this is, as a business owner, as a self-employed, the buck stops with you, right? So you've got to care enough about your business to be successful. You've got to care enough about its marketing. You've got to care enough about its tone of voice. You've got to care enough about how hard your marketing works at repelling people. So the sooner you can get clear on what you stand for and what you don't stand for in your business, and what you do do and what you don't do, more importantly, all of those kind of don't do's make it massively vital to be able to have a really clear conversation about, you're not trying to please everyone. You're not chocolate, for God's sake, right? So your business is designed and built to service or supply customers with the products or service that they need or want, right? You're not trying to be everything to everyone. So the sooner you get clear on that, and you care enough about that to make it important that you can say no to somebody because it isn't what you do, or your service doesn't really fit what they need, the sooner you get there, the sooner your business emotionally matures. So caring enough in your business about its marketing, its tone of voice, how you go to market, how you talk about it. You know, linking up the socials with the website, with the, if I meet you on the phone, face to face, or if I speak to you on the phone, stuff. How does it hang together? Where's the universal kind of tone of voice that I recognize is that's you? So Sales Academy has a very, very clear tone of voice. I have a very clear tone of voice behind it, and the two are aligned, right? So when we're sharing stuff now as Sales Academy, and the coaches are, and the even our clients are, it's very much our tone of voice. And they learn that, and they understand it, and they respect it, and they can share it to their audiences, understanding that some of their audiences will get it and some of their audiences won't, and that's okay. So caring enough about the finances that you're looking at the money coming in and the money going out, understanding that you're budgeting for stuff, but understanding that you're controlling, understand where is that money coming from, what's that broken down as, so what sales are working, what products or services are actually selling, which is a good indication of your marketing and lead generation working as well. But also, where are you spending your money? Where's the money leaking out from the business? And then, how often are you getting on top of those numbers? Are you waiting till the end of the year? Or, like most service-based businesses do, they sit down with the accountant and see if they've made any money? Or are you more of a fast goods moving kind of retail or food business where you're cashing up at the till every day? know, so if even if you're not doing it every day, can you do it weekly, 15 minutes a week, reconcile the bank, get into your bank, have a look at money in, money out, see where it's gone, keep a record of it, build a spreadsheet, build a cash flow, but care enough about the finances so you understand what's happening and what's not. Care enough about the systems and the processes. What are some of the routine things that you have to do in your business that take you for ages to do because of distractions, right? So some of the systems and processes can be really, really fantastically AI generated automatic stuff, yes, but some of it can be, do you know what? While I'm concentrating doing this, I'm going to turn my phone off, I'm going to turn my Outlook off, I'm going to turn my WhatsApp off so nothing's pinging, so I can concentrate on doing this for 45 minutes. That in itself is a process. It doesn't have to be documented down, but it's a process of how you behave, and it becomes a habit. It becomes a discipline that makes you more effective, more productive, so you get more out of the hour. I keep saying this to people that have been in this for years. It's not what I, how many hours I bring. It's what I bring to the hour that makes the difference. So in the coaching sessions that we have, they're not always an hour long. Sometimes they're 20 minutes and it's done. Good, because the values are there already. It's not about watching the clock to make sure, well, I'm getting my minutes worth because I booked for 60 minutes. Got to put my teeth back in today. You know, so care enough about all aspects of your business. Care enough about putting down some of the railway tracks that if you want to grow this business, you get some time and money back and some energy back. So you're not always trading yourself for it. And if you want that, then you've got to invest in that. So care enough to invest time and money to be able to take that step back in the future. All right. Your customers. Care enough about your customers. What are their wants and needs? How do you put them first in terms of the sales process and your marketing? You know, now don't get me wrong, customers aren't always right. Henry Ford brilliantly said and beautifully said many, many years ago, if he'd asked his customer what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse because nobody wanted cars back then. So no, I don't fully agree 100% and comply with the fact that customers are always right because they don't. In a lot of the cases, in my experience as a salesperson, professionally, a lot of people don't actually know what they want when they're looking to buy. They have an inkling, they have an idea, but they don't truly know what they're buying. And layer into that, a lot of times people are buying symptoms, you know, they're buying stuff for symptoms, not the cause. So a classic example, we buy paracetamol to fix the headache. You know, that's treating a symptom, but we're not necessarily looking at, well, what's causing the headache in the first place? What's the cause? So investing in your customer's need and understanding and qualifying, care enough to ask them really tough questions, care enough to sit down with them and go, I don't know whether I can help you or not, but I'm prepared to figure this out. But I'm not here to convince you, right? If you have a challenge or a problem, my products or service can help. Brilliant. Let's just figure out whether we're compatible. That shouldn't be about sleazy tips and tricks and gimmicks and tactics and bullshit sales. That's about being a good human being, sat in front of another human being, asking good questions and shutting up and digging deep and finding out and helping them explore whether it is or whether it isn't you. And if it isn't, being comfortable with that. Caring enough that actually saying no is the right choice for you to say no to your customers sometimes and for them to say no to you. But if you're only ever relying on the one because you're kind of lazy in your marketing and lead generation over here, it's not their fault that your revenue isn't where it needs to be. So don't put all the eggs in that one opportunity. All right. So care enough that the customer you're sat in front of isn't your only opportunity that month. Care enough that you're getting in front of enough opportunities, you're creating enough opportunities. Care enough that you're questioning and challenging your customers so they can make better choices, whether that's to do business with you or not, right? Care enough that your product or service is A1. Care enough that you're adding huge amounts of value for what you're offering. Care enough that you're affordable, right? No one wants cheap, but also no one wants to be ripped off. So care enough that your product or service is affordable. And then you. Care enough about you. Man, the buck stops with you, the business owner, right? The hot potatoes we talk about, finance, marketing, sales, systemization and processes, people. And then the sixth one, which is you, the business owner. Well, care enough about you. What are you doing to put you first? How are you looking after you? Because all of the aspects of what we do in Sales Academy, you know, I can tell you quite honestly, 80% of what we do is working with people in their head and heart space to keep them in the right space, keep them in the game, keep them in their, you know, the energy up, the ability to keep functioning, because it's not always easy being in business. You know, it can be absolutely beautiful and absolutely fantastic and the best thing since sliced bread. And other days, just pull the duvet up. I don't want to get my head out. And that's the reality of it. There's no one holding you accountable. In the employment, there always is somebody above you, right? Even if you're at the top of the tree, you've got shareholders. So there's always somebody there holding you accountable, making you do the things you do. Well, in small business, we should be doing the same to a level. And if we're not, how do we invest in some accountability so that we can build that accountability muscle in ourselves? The habits, the disciplines. So care enough about you. Care enough about resting so you don't have to quit. Care enough about taking time out to recharge. Care enough about building your ideal week, not working week, your ideal week around you, your family, your partners, your life, because you're doing this so that you can live a better life, right? Not so you can work for a total bloody lunatic yourself. So care enough about putting some things in place because you matter. Your business will always be there if you want it to be. Yes, it needs help and support, and it needs nudging along, but it's absolutely nothing if you're no good. So topping yourself up, putting yourself first, resetting, recharging, whatever it is you need to do, care enough about you. Your customers care enough about what they want and need. Your business care enough about the mechanics of business. Be enthusiastic to learn the bit that you don't know, because no accountant's going to go to prison for you if it goes wrong. No social media marketing or marketing agency is going to take responsibility of a campaign that flops, because it will at times. It just won't land. So just care enough. And if you want to explore that more, talk to somebody who does care. That's me. There's loads of other people out there as well, but I'm talking about me. I care enough about what we do. I care enough at Sales Academy, not everyone's welcome. I care enough that at Sales Academy, not everyone wants to join. Both of those scenarios are okay, because I care enough about the people that we work with are a fantastic bunch of human beings with brilliant businesses from pre-startup through to multi-million in every industry sector. And I love the challenge of working with such a wide range of fantastic people in brilliant industries with fantastic products and services. And some of them are just a dream at the moment. But I love it. And I care enough about them. So no, not everyone's welcome. And not everyone wants to work with us. And that's okay. Because they care enough and we care enough. And that matters. So how's that showing up for you and your business? Care. The number one successful strategy to business success. Care in all aspects. See how it lands. Let me know.